What's going on? How's everyone doing today? CJ Halleck with CJHalleck.com and DigitoolBag.com. This is your Daily Hustle Report for February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day 2019. Let's go ahead and jump into it. I'm out here shining, cause I stay grinding. Sorry about the double tag. It's just happened. Forgot to turn it off. But anyways, going to be a fairly short hustle report today because I really didn't do anything. Had a very, very good morning. I spent the morning working, writing up the post for the thought of the day. And I figured it's only right to go with love. Love conquers all is the thought of the day today. And the reason why I wanted to do that, and so basically, you know, and I'll get back to the thought of the day and I'll wrap up with that. So I worked on that first thing in the morning and I was out of the house probably about 9:15-ish, 9:30, something like that. Was in meetings all day. Stopped by, I had to talk to some clients, just a bunch of different stuff. Really didn't have home time or computer time to actually get work done today. So, moving forward with that. So I just now, it's about 7 o'clock. I just now got home. I got home about 10 minutes ago. Looks like I'll probably end up wrapping the night up with about 3 or 4 hours worth of work. Got a last minute project client needs done for a investment meeting that they have first thing in the morning. They don't have a website. Like, holy crap, I need a website. Or at least their investor didn't tell them until about 4:30 that they needed a website. So basically he's having to rush project done. But anyways, so I'll be working on that. But anyways, back to the thought of the day. I chose love conquers all as the thought of the day. For a couple reasons. One, of course, it's Valentine's Day, and it makes sense. It's the best thought of the day you can have, right? But the thing that I wanted to share, and the reason why I chose that, for a couple different reasons, but mostly I wanted to share what my understanding in a quote, if you will, that really opened my mind and kind of created the Stay Boosted guy. Now, I went through and kind of tried to fine-tune it and everything this morning in the blog post, and for some reason, and I'm going to have to figure this out after I finish recording, or we're not going to get this live tonight anyways. I don't have internet on my computer, so I'm going to have to record this and figure that out. So I can't look at the notes and everything else. This is why it's kind of, you know, it may not be short. I may end up spending a whole bunch of time telling a story. But so basically put, the long story as short as possible is in October it was, and I looked it up in my paperwork, but I think it was October 24th or 25th, 2002, I had a very low point in my life. I really, you know, I've mentioned it here and there on some Facebook Lives and things like that, but I got to a point that it was dark. I don't know if I've actually shared the complete story publicly. But long story short, I was going through a lot. I get on the computer, found out I had lost a couple friends, went to a darker place, you know, after that. And basically, I blacked out that night. Like, I remember laying down in the bed and I had my headphones on. I, you know, of course, back then we didn't have iPhones. So I had an MP3 CD player, and I had an MP3 in there that I was listening to, and it was a whole bunch of music we used to listen to. And basically, when I came to, I was like carving into my arm and into my legs. And at first, like, the legs really wasn't that bad because I wore pants so that could be covered. But when it's like right here on your forearm, I kind of freaked out. So I went ahead, like, luckily I had a first aid kit in my bunk, bandaged it up, wrapped it up, grabbed the long sleeve uni, and I was good. And then, like, I want to say it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I ended up going and speaking to a buddy of mine that was on the ship. A guy I was living with at the time. Truly an angel in more ways than one. And I say that because, you know, his name was Angel. But he was there for me like the day I got on the ship. He just kind of reached out, kind of tried to take me under his wing, teach me some things. You know, one, help me understand how to move around the ship. Because if you've never been on a ship and you don't know how to, like, in the directions and how to get around a ship, you can get lost very quickly. But I went to him and I had told him what had happened. And he took me up to go see the chaplain. So I spent a few hours with the chaplain. And when I came back, I had a couple of people... two guys specifically that kind of were just pushing my buttons. They thought I just made some stuff up to go see the chaplain to try to get out of work for the afternoon. And they didn't realize what was going on. And it really just got to the point where it threw me in a loop that kind of put me where, like, a blackout is an understatement. So I don't remember much. I just remember one of them, and I'm trying to not drop names, but one of them specifically came up to me. We had some words. He had just got pinned, so he let his rank get to his head. And so basically, at that point, I really, like, truly don't remember what happened. But I remember, like, the first thing I remember is, you know, and like, the good people, I'll name drop, right? One of my ensigns, I'll just ensign Jay. I was sitting in the plastics processing room. And, like, the only thing I remember is I was leaned forward with, like, my elbows on my knees, just kind of staring at the ground. And he, like, only thing I remember is him, like, on all four knees, sticking his head down, like, getting in my face, like, snapping his fingers, trying to get my attention. And we sat there, we talked for a few minutes, and it was one of those things where I didn't realize how bad it had got. Like, it had been like 5.5-6 hours that nobody knew where I was. They'd called man overboard. They thought I jumped ship. And I remember just like when he pulled me, like he got me. Of course, I had to go straight to medical. It was almost like people, you know, the look I got. It was kind of a 50-50 thing. Like, it was either where the hell have you been, like, disgusted look. And then I'll see people, you know, because I was a cook on the ship. So I, you know, kind of knew everybody in some way, shape, or form, whether just in passing when I'm making breakfast or whatever. But they had kind of, the other 50% of the people that I had, like, come across headed down to medical, It was a weird, like, sigh of relief look where they just, it was almost like I could see it wasn't the first time, like, because I'm not trying to downplay any of my relationships up until that point by any means necessary, but it was just one of those things where some of the people, you could actually see that I'm glad you're okay look. Like, it was just, like, words can't really explain it, but long story short, because I'm, you know, here I am saying it wasn't going to be that long of a hustle report and I'm going off, but basically, after that happened, the next day I was informed that I was getting flown off the ship, flew off the ship, crossed the world, stopped in six, seven different countries. Finally got back to the States. Then in November of 2003, I met a gentleman who basically, you know, I'll call him my rich dad. He's the one that introduced me to the fact that I can actually start a business and own my own business. And aside from, he's the only person, like, he was my gateway drug into personal development. So he got me a Tony Robbins tape and like all this stuff and introduced me to it. But I remember one day we were sitting at the Dunkin' Donuts. You know, it's one of those things that, like, you remember, but you don't really talk about it because it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. But for me, you know, the more I think, you know, it's one of those things where he was just like, happiness is like it, you know. And we were sitting there, we're talking about it, you know, because we're, you know, of course, we're trying to plan out like how big we're going to grow our businesses. And, you know, it was a network marketing company. Not saying anything bad about network marketing. We were just hungry and we're sitting there planning out, you know. And for those of you who know me, know that I, like, when I set my goals, I do set them just out of reach, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just I my goals are huge, and that's why I, like, looking back on that, it was more of the fact that, you know, it's kind of understanding that happiness is all that really matters. And so when I say love conquers all, the biggest thing, and this is the one of the main things that Miguel taught me, when it comes to being happy, like, it doesn't matter what you do outside, your business, like family, none of that matters if you can't love yourself. If you don't love yourself and you don't have a true love for yourself, you'll never be able to give that love to other people. You'll never be able to actually enjoy the time that you have with those people that you care about, you know. And it's one of those things, you know, and it's kind of weird talking about all this because I really haven't talked about this in a long time, but, like, for those of you who have been there and got to that point, getting to that point where you truly don't want to be here, I just want to say, like, reach out to somebody if you ever get in that point. If you get sad, if you get depressed, if you're down, like, find somebody to talk to. That was the one thing that changed my life, and it's something you have to find, that connection within yourself, to understand that you need to find someone to talk to. But because a lot of time, you know, and for the, you know, there's people who use social media as a way to put the pain that they have out there. And I know there's other avenues, but I'm using social media because people will put things out there on social media as an ask or a cry for attention, you know, and I don't mean attention, but it's a cry for help. And, you know, a lot of the times they're asking for help. And if we're not willing to actually give it to them, if you're not willing to see that post when someone says that, you know, even if someone says that they're having a horrible day and could use a friend, right? Take 2 seconds and send them a message, because that message might be the message that stops them from committing suicide or doing something stupid. And I use that generally because it really doesn't matter what it is. It may stop them from turning to a fifth of Jack Daniels and trying to chug a fifth of, you know, Jack every night, or it may stop them from taking those pills, you know, whatever the case may be. The hard part about this whole thing is the stigma, like the overall look. You know, when I was growing up, there was adult figures in my life that used to down talk people who committed suicide. Like I remember in passing hearing those conversations. And it is, as someone who's been there, like, and contemplated it many times. When I was younger, like, it was, like, I got really dark places. And I can see where people would say, like, that's the weak way out. Like, I totally understand that. But the problem is there's so many different signs for a lot of people that I think, because, like, when I look back at some of, you know, I've lost a couple friends to suicide after the fact. And when you really think about that, it can truly, when you see after you lose somebody, after you lose somebody to suicide, there's so many signs that you just look back on and you're like, I saw that. I realized he was depressed and I still said nothing. Or I saw the message that she, you know, or the status that she posted online where she basically was asking, someone talk to me. I'm at the darkest point I've been at in my entire life. And you see those posts and there's still people, like, it's still a point where it's fun for some people to think it's funny. Like, I've been rambling too long. I apologize for those of you who have sat through all of that. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm going to go listen to Valentine's Day by Outkast. Try to get my spirits back up. I didn't mean to go through all that. I apologize. But in that same tone, I just want to say thank you guys so much for being there and support over the years. You know, I said this last night, but it helps. Like, especially right now, I'm 18 plus minutes in, and if you're still watching this video, it truly means the world to me that you really wanted, like, that you're actually zoned in and listening to me. But yeah, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. Yeah, be great. Stay boosted. Seriously, stay boosted. If you can't stay boosted and you're down, shoot me a tweet, shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, shoot me an email, cj@cjhalleck.com, like, something. If you just need to vent, whatever. Like, I don't have a lot of time. I can't spend 8 hours a day on a phone. But I'd love to try to help if I could. That being said, have a good night. Take care. I'm here shining.